And we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High, where we're bringing you all the Pisgah versus North Henderson basketball action tonight. Bringing to you live from the court side is Jack Webb, Mark Stevenson, and myself, Kevin Lowry. And we've got Jack Kuak back, pushing all the buttons back in the studio to bring you all this action tonight. So, Mark, 9.1 seconds left here in the JV boys game. Unfortunately, we're down by 11. It'll be the first loss by Pisgah basketball in the calendar year of 2026.
Yeah. We lost to these boys the first time around by 9, I believe. And we're a little behind the 8-ball here. They're outlasting us. It's been a really good game, but we've just not been able to. There it is. There's the buzzer.
Yeah, we led at halftime, folks. At the end of the third quarter, it was about a 6-point game and remained that way until about 2 minutes left in the game there, Mark.
Yep. Yeah, they hit a couple big threes down here to put a little space in between and just couldn't catch back up with them.
Yes, so folks, we are here live. We've got two big conference games here tonight with our varsity. First, I should add that our JV girls did win tonight.
Yep.
That runs their record to either 9-1 or 8-1. It's only one loss this season for them. Our boys were sitting in second place. JV boys sitting in second place coming into tonight, I believe.
Yep.
And we'll probably remain there as I think North is number one.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. Really good team. And like I said, we've played them, a 9-point loss and a 12-point loss, that's not terrible. They just seem to have a little bit of upper edge on us.
Yeah, so folks, we're getting situated here at the table. We've got the ladies team for North Henderson and Pisgah now taking the court. Mark, so big game for our ladies on Tuesday night when we took on the number three team in the conference, Smoky Mountain Mustangs, and got a big win after a tighter first half than most would have anticipated.
Yeah.
They came out and played really hard, but we really opened it up in that third quarter with a 24-4 differential. That got us to about a 35-point lead.
Yeah. You look at the standings, they were in third place. You really didn't expect the third place team to be that much of separation, but both times we played them this year, it's been the first time I want to say it was 63-17 or 61-17, and then to beat them again by 30 plus. Really, really good effort by our girls. And like you say, the first half they hung around, but in the second half, we just pulled away.
Yeah, we played pretty good against teams like that offensively, but I've got to say, the defensive pressure we bring to the court with this ladies team night after night really affects these other teams.
It really does. The other night we talked about the different looks on defense they were given. They went everywhere from a man-to-man to a 3-2 to the diamond press to the 1-2-2 extended trap. It just confuses teams because offensively, you don't know how to prepare for that because it's a different look about every second or third time down the court.
And I'd have to say that's probably an advantage for Coach Holloway having as many seniors on this team. He's got four senior starters. All four have played minutes with this varsity team for the last 3 years. Chandler got some minutes her freshman year as well. So they've been in his program for a while. And then you've got some other young ladies. We've got four seniors, I believe, that come off the bench. Three. I'm looking at the banners up there.
Right.
Three additional seniors. So seven seniors that have been in this program for 4 years now.
Absolutely. And I think it was the other night at Bavard that we were talking. Todd Long had given me a text and talking about these girls, this group of senior girls, if you count their time at the middle school, going 16-0 there, and you combine it with their high school record, I want to say it was like 97-12.
Well, what I did as well is if you take, a majority of them played JV, really all of them played JV their freshman year. And they were undefeated their freshman year on JV as well.
Wow.
So they were undefeated their eighth grade year, undefeated their freshman year, and those numbers weren't in the numbers he sent. That was just the varsity record.
Okay, so it's even more impressive than what we're thinking, yeah.
So it's probably close to about 110 to 115 wins and 12 losses.
Yeah, that's,
over that five-year term.
It's pretty stout.
They've definitely been, playing a lot of basketball together for a long time, and been well coached throughout the process. Josh did a good job in the middle school level of them as well.
And also, we talked about. I mean, I know you coached a lot of these young ladies through travel ball, and the impact that these girls playing travel ball together throughout the summers has had on their careers. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, the core group that you see standing out there, have played a lot of travel ball together. Three of them have played since they were in first grade together.
Wow.
The fourth started with them some as when they were in first grade, broke away a little bit, and then she came back probably her sixth grade year and played with them. So they played all the way through about their 10th grade year together.
Yep.
And then they kind of, by the time you get there, the teams are a little more on a different level, different scale. But, we took these young ladies to some really big-time tournaments.
Right.
To see, big talent and faced a lot of teams that, were area, all-star teams.
Yeah.
And that was the point. We had Jade play up with us, had Molly Watson play up with us as well, from the junior class. So really, both Blue girls, Lauren and Jaden, played some with us as well. They got a lot of playing time together throughout their childhood.
Yeah. Hey, and even though I know you early on, you probably went on the road and you faced a lot of good teams and probably took a few hard losses, but man, the experience that they're getting while they're out there playing against these better teams did nothing but make them better.
Yeah, I think you can see it in how they play, for sure. They don't get rattled a lot out here anymore. Let's at least hope they don't.
Right.
They haven't shown it thus far this
year. Haven't seen it this year, nope.
And really last year, at a younger age, a lot of these girls were dependent on. We had Dot Dot and Whitney, their sophomore year here, kind of leading the way. Whitney got hurt. A lot of these girls had to get pulled up and play a lot of minutes in that sophomore year as well. So I think that's advantageous for them as well.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, we've also been joined by the man, the myth, and the legend here. Jack Webb has just rolled in here for us.
Yeah, and with that, I want to announce it's time for the Keys to the Game that are sponsored by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goal or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC-registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Jack, welcome to the broadcast.
Sorry I'm late.
And why don't we start with you on your key to the game tonight for these young ladies?
Well, mine's always press, get the ball in the bucket, make free throws.
So how about you, Mark?
Absolutely. Well, for me, our girls are coming in heavy, heavy favorite, like we usually are. And I'm sure it's not like you're coming into a game against rival or a team that is supposed to be hanging in a game with you. So the focus part of the game is just, you know, come in, get off to your fast start like I always want. Stay focused on just playing your game. Don't worry about what's going on the other end. And hopefully at the end, like we always do, we get some of these other girls in, get them some playing time, which I think is when we get closer to conference, tournament, and playoff time, some of this floor time for the bench players, when we need them, we may get in foul trouble or whatever, it's going to pay off for us.
I think you're both right. I think, you know, Jack, you're spot on. We have to play fast. You know, this team is built to play fast. But, Mark, I think you're also correct in the fact that we've got to keep focused. You know, we're coming into a game. This team is seventh in the conference with one conference win. They're 1-7 coming in. We are sitting at 8-0. We handled them pretty good the first time. So stay focused. Continue to play. We talked about it a little bit about it in the board. Continue to play with the same intensity that you're going to have to play in some of the tougher games we see later on this year. So we don't want to develop bad habits in a game like tonight and keep this team in longer than they should and give them confidence.
Yep, absolutely. And it's really hard to do, especially when you start developing a big lead and you know that you're overpowering somebody, is to stay in the rhythm of what you're normally doing. So hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, so folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsor while we have the national anthem here tonight. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Fisbee Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
From the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High, where we're getting ready for the North Henderson Knights and the Pisgah Bears to go in action. First, we're going to have the girls' game followed up by the boys' varsity game. So, guys, any last thoughts before we get the starting lineups for both teams here?
No, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, back in action here. Let's go out, take control of this game, finish up, don't look past it. Even though they're, like you mentioned, they were 1-7 in the conference, we said an 8-0 hit real quickly as they're going to start lineups. Kendall Lowry is leading us with 15.4 points on the year, 9.2 for Kylie. Rebounds, Jade Cody is 6.9, Chandler is 6.3. We're shooting. The one thing that I like to see us do a little better, we're 60% from a free throw line as a team this year. So that's one thing I think we can improve on. As good as we are, I'd like to see us going down the stretch. We're going to need those free throws.
Yeah, so folks, starting number one. You've got Desia Watkins, number three. Hannah Love, number four. You've got number 21, Sarah Love. And then for the Bears tonight, the same starting lineup we've had most of the season here. Number 10, senior Mason Devin. Guard, Jake Cody, guard slash forward, number 12, junior. Bailey Connor, a wing, and it's a senior. And then number 25, Kylie Leonard, who is a senior as well and works in the post for.
She does. Doing a fine job in the post, too.
So your Bears tonight are in their white home jerseys, red lettering, gray piping. They're going to move right to left. North Henderson is in purple jerseys with yellow numbers and white piping. Jay Cody wins the tip. She gets it to Chandler to set the offense up top. Chandler swings it left to Jay. She gets it to Bailey Connor, who gets it back to Jay. She dribble penetrates, shots up, and good. Pisgah with a quick 2-0 lead. Pisgah comes out in a 1-2 1-1 full court press, but we'll call our diamond. Quickly we get a steal and find Macy Devlin on the backside, but she misses and Chandler goes up, gets the rebound and goes up. That shot's missed and rebounded back by North Henderson. North Henderson comes back the other way. They've got it on the baseline. They kick it back. She's trapped. Looked like a walk. Macy Devlin with the steal after the tip. She comes down. She finds Bailey Connor on the backside. She misses. Kylie Leonard gets the shot, the rebound, and she goes back up and is fouled on the layup, and she'll go to the line for two.
Messerman Insurance Agency Free Throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw by Kylie Leonard is good. Score now 3-0. Pisgah, 7:06 left in the first. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 4-0. Pisgah's back in this diamond press. North Henderson gets it in. They swing it back across. They get a deflection by Macy Devlin. It goes off of the North Henderson girls' knee, and Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket.
Defensive pressure early is already showing it's making an impact.
Chandler finds Jade Cody inside. She kicks to Kylie Leonard. She goes up with an off-balance shot, but that goes in. Scores now 6-0, Pisgah. North Henderson gets it back in. They get it up the court this time. They get it down low to number two, Desiree. That shot's missed. It's rebounded by Chandler. Chandler brings it up. She goes all the way. She kicks out to Macy at the three-point line. She looks back inside for Jade. She finds Kylie Leonard on the backside right. Scores now 8-0. Pisgah. John North Henderson gets it back to half court. Now it's stolen by Jay Cody. Jay Cody looks up. She throws it out of bounds. Overshot her.
Yep. Had her wide open for a layup.
Well, I wish she would have. She just kick it right here. She was deep in that paint. Kick it to Chandler here. One more pass.
Yep, one more pass.
And we're shooting a layup. That's just little things we need to work on.
Yeah. And as we're seeing, guys, we talked about earlier, this defensive shooter is giving them a fit already.
Yeah, and with that, folks, we got a timeout on the court.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So out of this timeout, North will have it underneath the Pisgah basket, having to go the length of the court left to right. Pisgah comes back out in this diamond press, up 8-0 with 6:18 left. So real quick start here, guys.
Very quick start, yeah. And if they don't find an answer for this press, it's going to be a tough night for them.
They get it in. They swing it out to the left sideline. They're dribbling up. She's trapped there. Pass goes back up top. Bailey Connor's on the ball. The dribble penetrate. She gets all the way to the basket. And that's rebounded by Kylie Leonard, and she throws it too far down the court. And Bailey tries to save it, but it goes to North Henderson, and then they tie it up for a jump ball, and possession will stay with North Henderson. It's another one where just one more pass. There.
One more pass, yep.
Deflection by Chandler, stole by Jade. Jade dribbles in, kicks back out to Macy Devlin. Macy dribbles in, goes up with a shot. That's missed. Well, Henderson comes back the other way. They get it to half court. The three-point shot goes up. That's missed. Rebounded this time by North Henderson. She goes up for the shot, and that's good. The score's now 8-3. Chandler gets it in. She finds Macy Devlin, who finds Kylie Leonard inside, and that is good. And Kylie, 10-2 Pisgah. Boy, we're quick in that transition.
Absolutely.
Just that quick, we get another steal. Macy Devlin goes up for two underneath the basket. North Henderson goes back the other way. They miss the shot, but get the rebound. And they score, so they beat the press in that one. Scores now 12-4 with 5 minutes left here in the first.
One of the few times they've broke our press so far.
Chandler has it back down this way. She kicks right to Jade. Look inside. They don't like what they see, so Bailey kicks back to Kylie Leonard. She looks to dribble penetrate, kicks out left to Jade Cody. Jade Cody goes up with a three-point shot. And that three is good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
North Henderson gets it to half court. Pisgah backs off this time. They get it all the way out. The three-point shot's up by North. That's no good. Jade Cody gets the rebound. She finds Bailey Connor out on the... press, and she finishes for two. It's now 17-4 Pisgah with 4:13 left. Another steal. They find Jade Cody on the backside. She scores. It's now 19-4. North Henderson comes back the other way. They go up. That's missed. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She looks up. She finds Bailey. She's contested. She had two people right on the backside. That's the part we got to just make that one extra pass to another easy layup. It's easy in this game not to make that extra pass.
It really is. And we're scoring at a fast clip, too.
And with that, we've got Alexis Marcos in, Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou in, Chandler Lowry and Bailey Connor will stay in. Chandler finds Alexis Marcos, who finds Lauren Ballou. She kicks out to Bailey. Bailey for the three. That three is good. 22-4 now, Pisgah.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And it looks like there's a official timeout on the court. And he's saying that last shot was a two, not a three. So Bailey had a two-point shot. That two-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting, right?
That's correct.
We've got the clock running right now. It should not be running.
Nope. They didn't change the score back, though, did they?
So North comes back the other way. They did not change the score back, so I'm not sure what happened there. North Henderson gets it all the way down low, but it goes off of that young lady. And Pisgah will retain possession here with 3:34. Pisgah has a 22-4 lead. Chandler has it up top. She comes off the screen. Takes a look for Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou attacks. That's turned over, but recovered by Scout Ballou, who finds Bailey Connor. She attacks the basket, and she goes to the free throw line for two more.
Master Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is up and good by Bailey Connor. Second free throw is no good. Rebound goes to North Henderson. North Henderson crosses half court, swing it out wide right. Swing it all the way back to the top. Chandler's got the defensive coverage. That shot's missed. Bailey Connor gets the rebound. She decides to dribble out, finds Alexis Marcos up. Rebounded by Chandler. She goes up. That is missed. They are not going to give her a foul down there. And North Henderson will have the ball underneath the Pisgah basket. They inbound. Pisgah still in this press. North Henderson gets it up on the right side. They get it down to the block. Shot goes up. A lot of contact there. No call. Rebounded by North Henderson. They do get it on the putback, and that will send number two, which is Isaiah Watkins, to the line for two North Henderson free throws.
Not very often you see almost a 20-point lead in the first quarter.
No. First free throw was missed. Second free throw was made by North Henderson. Pisgah tries to get it in. That is turned over. Layup in for number two. This time Scout gets it into Chandler, and she's going the other way quickly. She gets all the way to the basket. And
Chandler thought there was a little contact there. I think so, too.
Yeah, there was a lot. She's a little frustrated right now. They're not going to give her any calls. She gets it into Lauren Ballou. That shot's blocked. Lauren Ballou gets it in again. She finds Chandler. Chandler dribbles to the middle. Kicks out to Scout Ballou. Scout dribbles, finds Chandler back. That shot is missed, but rebounded by Chandler. And don't know if they had a choice but to give her that one.
Kind of got to give her that one, yeah. When you drop her into the floor, you pretty much got to call that one.
There was three of them that time.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
And that first free throw is good. Now 24-7 Pisgah. Second free throw is good. Score is now 25-7 Pisgah. Pisgah will back off. Looks like they're going to go into straight half court man to man with 2:10 left in the first quarter. North Henderson dribbles to the left, kicks it back out, deflection by Kylie Leonard, recovered by North Henderson, but we tie it up for a jump ball, and possession will go back to Pisgah. And the lead is 25-7, 1:58 left here. Kylie Leonard goes up with the shot, it's blocked. She gets
her own
rebound. They find Scout Ballou on the backside. She misses the shot.
Jump ball.
It goes back up, and they call jump ball.
Wow.
So she's not going to get a call either. I guess with an 18-point lead here in the first quarter.
Yeah, they probably a little more lenient than they normally would be.
North Henderson gets it back up. Pisgah again drops into this man-to-man half court. North Henderson gets it in the block. They kick it back out on the perimeter and come back in the block. Shot goes up. That is missed and rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She finds Macy Devlin out. Macy Devlin pushing the pace on the right side. Swings all the way across court to Alexis Marcos. And that is deflected off of North Henderson, and the ball will stay with Pisgah. Lauren Ballou takes it in. It goes off of Macy Devlin's hands in backcourt. Probably should have been a backcourt there. But Pisgah will retain possession. Macy Devlin has it up top. She's looking. She gets it back right to Lauren Ballou. And now we have another official timeout on the court. Second time he's...
Yep, same official. Not sure what they're talking about. Nothing really happened.
He keeps taking time off the clock, but the clock was running. I think he's ready to get this quarter over with, guys.
I think so.
So he told him 1:14, I believe. So he took 7 seconds off of the clock.
I'm not sure how he gauges that.
Not either.
I mean, if it took him 7 seconds to figure it out.
So Pisgah gets it in. They find Holly Leonard on the backside. She misses that layup. She's going to go up to the line for two more.
Messimer Insurance Agency free throws.
First free throw is up and good by Kylie. Runs the score to 26-7. Second free throw is up and good. Now we have a 20-point lead with 1:10 left here in the first period. North Henderson dribble penetrates. It's tied up, but she kicks it out there to the three-point line. They pull it back out. Another deflection by Lauren Ballou down there, and she creates the jump ball, and possession will go back to the Bears. Lauren Ballou will take it in here with 55 seconds left in the first quarter. She gets it into Macy Devlin. Macy dribbles up, kicks left to Lauren Ballou. Lauren's looking. She dribble penetrates, kicks out to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou goes up. That is blocked on the drive down the baseline, but recovered by Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard finds Scout Ballou on the backside, and this time Scout Ballou will go to the line for two more.
Messimer Insurance free throws.
Scout Ballou misses that free throw. Score remains a 20-point lead here. 27-7 for the Bears with 34.9 seconds left. Second free throw is up and no good, and that's rebounded by North Henderson. That was Kayla Motley. She dribble penetration, comes off of a screen. She'll have a jump shot from the right wing. That's no good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She has Alexis Marcos on the wing. Misses that shot, but Macy Devlin gets the rebound. And the putback scores now 29-7. North Henderson goes down the left side this time. They kick it back up top. They swing it all the way right. Deflection by Alexis Marcos at the sound of the horn. And with that, folks, your Bears take a 29-7 lead to the second quarter. When we come back, we'll have all the action in the second quarter. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears have taken a commanding 29-7 lead here going to the second quarter, guys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talked before the game. I was a little worried about them being focused because of who they're playing. We just put up 29 points in the first quarter. We are on pace to 116 points in this game.
I thought we had eight-minute quarters.
Supposed to.
So did they cut the quarters because of the lead here?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know, but they have adjusted it to seven.
Just wanted to make sure I understood. Pisgah, North Henderson will have the ball if we start this quarter. Pisgah drops back in a 2-3 zone. North Henderson gets it in the middle. That shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry will push back the other way. She kicks left to Jay Cody. Jay Cody dribble penetrates. She tries to go to Kylie Leonard, but it's turned over, and North Henderson will take the ball back.
North Henderson goes back.
They get to the paint. They look back. That one's stolen away by Macy Devlin. She goes to Bailey Connor on the left wing.
Yeah, North Henderson now is questioning them starting at 7 minutes instead of eight, so just an error by our clock operator. Starting the quarter, it was 7 minutes instead of eight.
The score is now 31-7.
If I'm North Henderson, I probably wouldn't be mad if it started at 2 minutes, the way this game is going, but
I'm sure they want, at this point, they're just wanting more. This is how you get better.
That's true.
Right.
Very true.
So they want the minutes to play. So North Henderson gets it, brings it back. Pisgah's now in a 1-2-2. Half-court zone. They get it up to the left side. They try to get it on the outside across court. They recover that. Now it's stolen away by...
Good job. Great save.
Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Jay Cody, who finds Chandler Lowry, and Chandler misses that layup, rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson goes up the other way. The three-point shot is up. That's no good. Rebounded by North Henderson. That's going to be a jump ball, and possession will go to Pisgah. Pisgah's up 31-7 here again, 6:44 left. Chandler brings it up. North is now in a man-to-man. Chandler kicks it left. They find Chandler cutting. She misses that shot. She's having a tough time here tonight, folks. North Henderson gets that rebound. Goes back the other way. It's going to be a foul on Bailey Connor. It's going to be the first team foul. First foul on Bailey here tonight. Not a lot of fouls called in that first quarter.
Not a lot at all.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, folks, with 6:23 left after that timeout, your Bears lead 31-7. Here, 24-point lead. A little hard to stay focused here, I would guess.
It really is. Our girls, I mean, like you say, they put up 29 in the first quarter. Now I'm sure they're pretty comfortable, so we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way.
Yeah, so hopefully we can continue to build this lead come into the third quarter. But North Henderson, just like that, nice move underneath by Desi, what is her last name?
Watkins.
To get the score to 31-9. Macy Devlin has it on the backside. She kicks it across to Chandler. Finds Bailey on the outside. That shot goes up, and that's missed. Rebounded by Jay Cody. She goes over the shot. That's missed. And that's going to be a foul on Kylie Leonard. Second team foul for the quarter. Kylie Leonard's first foul. Pisgah comes back out in this 1-2-2. Kind a three-quarter court defense. Got a deflection by Jade Cody. They get it back up top. Almost stolen away by Bailey. Looked like she was ready to go to the basket before she got it in her hands.
She was. Good to see her with her Band-Aid off her chin this week.
So good deflection by her. Almost a good steal. North gets it in to the free throw line. They go underneath. Kick back outside on the right side for the three.
Almost a steal
by Pisgah. And North comes back the other way. They still have it out on the perimeter. This time Bailey Connor does get the steal. Goes the other way and she dribbles it off of her leg, but they're going to give her the foul. Let's see if they said she was in the act of shooting. They do. They're going to put her on the free throw line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw is missed by Bailey. Second free throw is made. Runs the score to 32-9. North Henderson gets it to half court. They swing it back across the court. Get it to the free throw line. Now they're looking to get it back out on the perimeter. They swing it back to the left side. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard swings it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin swings it to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it to Jade. Jade goes in the middle and misses the shot. Bailey Connor ties this one up. That is a jump ball. Possession will stay with North Henderson. Coach Holloway wants to bring him back into a 2-3 zone now on defense. North Henderson inbounds it in front of us here. They do jump the ball as soon as it gets across half court. And the ball is deflected, blocked by Jade Cody on the shot. She comes up. She'll decide to hold it up, bring it back up the court. They bring it to Macy up top. Macy gets it to Chandler out on the perimeter. Chandler will get it to Jade. Jade dribbles up top. She's looking. She finds Bailey on the wing. They get it to Chandler. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard on the backside. She misses that layup. Ball is tied up, and possession will go to Pisgah. Good job by Chandler tying that ball up that time after the rebound by North Henderson. Chandler will look to bring it in. She finds Macy Devlin on the perimeter. They get it back to Kylie Leonard. She goes over the shot. That's no good. Rebound goes to Kylie Leonard. She kicks it back out to Macy Devlin with the shot. That's no good. Rebound by Jade Cody. Jade Cody goes over the shot, and that is good. And she'll go to the free throw line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
So that runs the score, folks, to 34-9 with 3:49 left here in the second quarter. Shot goes up, and it's good. 35-9 Pisgah lead. North Henderson gets it in. Pisgah's in 1-2-2. Kind of half-court defense. North Henderson beats that. They get it up. Shot goes up by Watkins, and that is good. 35-11. Chandler comes back the other way. She finds Macy Devlin outside. Kick all the way back to Jay Cody. She dribble penetrates, tries to kick to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard looks, gets it to Chandler at the free throw line. Shot is up, and that shot is no good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She gets it back outside to Jade Cody. Jade Cody misses that shot. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She gets it to Jay. Jay gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes up for two.
Good pass.
3:02 left, 37-11. Pisgah drops back in a 2-3 zone. They do jump the ball when it gets to half court. North Henderson gets it inside. Get all the way to the basket. Blocked that time by Macy Devlin. Rebound is tied up, and possession will stay with North Henderson under their own basket. There were 2:48 left in the second quarter. North Henderson looking to get it in. It's deflected and stolen away by Kylie Leonard. She tries to get it out. Chandler gets possession. She finds Bailey Connor up the floor. Bailey Connor misses the layup, and then they get a foul on Chandler on the rebound. With that, we'll get Alexis Marcos, Scout Ballou, and Lauren Ballou in the game. Macy Devlin and Chandler Lowry will stay in the game.
A few sets of fresh legs here.
Pisgah remains in this 2-3 half court. Jump it. Looks like they're going to get a foul. This time on Lauren Ballou. That is the fourth team foul. Second foul on Lauren Ballou. North Henderson inbounds on their sideline in front of our own student section. They try to get it underneath. They overshoot that, but their ball goes out of bounds off the deflection on Macy Devlin. This is now in a man-to-man defense. North is looking to get it in. Shot goes up, missed, by rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson gets it back. This time it's deflected out of bounds by Chandler Lowry. North Henderson will have it in front of Pisgah's bench over here. They're inbounding the ball. 2:15 left. 37-11. Pisgah leads. Ball comes back up top. Macy Devlin on the ball. Deflected. Stolen away by Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou is looking. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry finds Alexis Marcos. Alexis goes up. That shot's missed. Rebounded by North Henderson. They're going to push it back up. They get it to half court. Pisgah's now in a man-to-man defense. Dribble penetrate. Gets to the block. Rebounded by, shots missed, but rebounded by, looks like, Scout Ballou, and one of the North Henderson young ladies got it tied up there, and possession will go back to Pisgah. This time, North Henderson is going to come a full court man-to-man defense. And the ball is deflected out of bounds on that pass, and it looks like ball possession will go to North Henderson. North Henderson will have it to inbound with 1:41 in front of Pisgah's bench. Pisgah's in this man-to-man again. New wrinkle here tonight.
Yep.
They get it inside to Watkins. Watkins is blocked by Lauren Ballou. They're going to call a jump ball on that, and possession will stay with North Henderson here underneath their own basket. North Henderson's looking to get it in. They get it in to Watkins. Watkins goes up with it. She misses that. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry this time. Chandler Lowry comes out. She finds Alexis Marcos up the court. She goes up, and she is fouled on the layup, and that will send Alexis Marcos to the line for two more.
Messer Insurance Agency free throws.
Alexis Marcos with a good free throw on the first one. Runs the score to 38-11, I believe. With that, Kylie Leonard comes back in, Jade Cody comes back in, and Marcos hits the second one. Runs the score to 39-11 with 1:21 left here in the second quarter. Pisgah goes back to a 2-3 zone. North Henderson gets it all the way to the right side, all the way to the corner, and kicks it back up. Alexis Marcos gets a deflection, trying to get in that passing lane, and it goes out of bounds. Possession will stay with North Henderson. This time, right at half court.
You know, even with this 2-3 zone, we trap out of a lot, and we still create a lot of steals, even though we're back sitting back in the zone.
So North Henderson gets it back in. They dribble penetrate. They get it to Watkins on the baseline. She kicks it back outside. The three goes up. That goes around and in. Runs the score to 39-14. Then Cody gets it in to Lauren Ballou. She gives it back to Jade. 40 seconds left. Jade decides to set up the offense. She swings it left to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou's looking. She gets it to Alexis Marcus in the corner. She dribbles back out. Kicks it to Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates. Gets it back out to Lauren Ballou. She puts up the three, and that is no good. Rebounded by Scout Ballou and put back up. Now 41-14, Crystal, with 14 seconds left. Crystal goes back into this 2-3 zone. North Henderson has it down. They go down in the post. Watkins goes up with it. No good. Jade Cody comes out of it. She misses a wide open Alexis Marcus down there, but shoots one from half court. That is missed. Score going into halftime will be your Bears 41-14 over North Henderson. You listen to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your halftime show. Halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, folks, your Bears run out to a 41-14 lead over North Henderson here in this varsity girls game. Mark, yep. Give me some stats here.
Yeah, we're a little off pace there. We got 29 in the first quarter, ended up getting 12 in the second quarter. But the impressive thing for me is we got three girls right now with six rebounds apiece. Chandler, Jade, and Kylie all with six rebounds. In the scoring column, though, you got Macy Devlin with four, Chandler with four, Jade Cody with 10, Bailey Connor with nine, and Kylie Leonard's got 10, and a couple other girls have chipped in with two. The impressive thing to me is also we come in, and I said a minute ago before the game that we were shooting 60% from the free throw line. Well, in that first half, we're 11 of 15, so that definitely helps your percentage a little bit. And 2 of 4 from the three-point line. But, you know, we hadn't had to shoot a lot of threes because we've been running a lot of fast breaks due to our defense.
And one thing, when you look at that free throw percentage, you know, I don't know how it is across the board per young lady, but we get in games like we are tonight, we're shooting good free throw percentage in the first half. That could fall a little bit in the second half if we go much, much deeper into this bench.
Good point, yes.
Which is what we really want to do.
We do.
We want to get these other young ladies some playing time. We all know that's what gets you better is court time.
Yes.
So the more court time we can get for these other young ladies, I especially look forward to seeing a couple of these JV young ladies that we pulled up, Annie Jennings and Lily Inman. We've got some juniors on this team as well, but they're going to help be the future of Pisgah basketball on the girls' circuit there.
For sure. And you see Coach Holloway usually in a normal game will go about 7 deep. So, like you say, getting these other girls a little bit of time, because you never know what's going to happen to you when you get into the playoffs or into the conference tournament, and you need one of these girls. So it's good that they're getting some playing time, getting the feel for the game.
Yes, so Jack here with 6:43 left. Any thoughts from you on how the young ladies played in that first half?
We missed a lot of layups. Score should have been higher, but the defense has turned it over for the Knights.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio with a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have more of our halftime show here from Pisgah High School. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we're at the halftime show here of the North Henderson Knight and the Pisgah Bears varsity girls game, where your ladies lead 41-14. So, guys, let's turn our attention to this really big boys game we've got coming up behind us.
Man, I'm telling you, I know that we say this every game. Kevin and I talked about this over at Smoky Mountain. But from right now here on out, every time we get together, it's going to be like, man, what a big game. What a big game. Because every game is huge right now. Now, with East Henderson beating Franklin the other night, we went from being in a tie for second to being in a tie, three-way tie for first. So every game now is really important.
Well, it is very important. I hope that doesn't work against us.
Right.
That game did put us in a three-way tie for first, with this North Henderson team one game back in second,
yep,
which makes this game very big. My worry in that instance is East Henderson is another 4A team. So, whereas Franklin is a 5A team.
Right.
From a conference standpoint, it definitely helps us. But from an RPI in the ranking for state playoffs, could come back to hinder us. But we are in position. What I say with our boys, we're in position where we control our own destiny.
Yeah. And not to mention, we're coming in tonight with a 9-game winning streak, too. Which is very, very impressive. I just worry about, you know, kids this age, the pressure, night in and night out. You play a really big game against the East, and you play a really big game against Smoky. Those emotions and that intensity takes a little toll on you occasionally. So now you got to reset all that and now come into tonight's game and play with that same intensity that you just played with in an overtime victory. So,
well, we had the overtime victory the other night. Franklin, everybody's looking to it next Tuesday night for both the girls and boys. Always tough matchups out there. We cannot overlook this team tonight.
Very good North Henderson team.
They got a kid inside that's averaging, I think, about 14 points a game and right at 9 rebounds a game.
Yep, you're correct. 14 and 9.
So he's 6'7", 225.
Wow, big kid.
And then they've got some guard play on the outside. So, you know, it'll be a big game for us tonight. We're going to have to play well. But it should be an exciting game for us to have here on the radio.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Like I said, these boys are fun to watch. They play so hard. We talked about it earlier, but the Smoky Mountain game the other night, I told Kevin, one of the most exciting high school basketball games I've watched in a long time. And just watching how we responded, your senior leader fouls out, doesn't get to play in the overtime. Morris comes in, fills in for him, and the team just responded and picked up a huge, huge win.
Yeah, that was a huge win the other night. Folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for another message from our sponsor. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this girls' varsity basketball game here at Pisgah High. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah basketball on WPTL Canton.
live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Well, we're about to get into second half action here of the girls' varsity game where your Lady Bears lead North Henderson 41-14. You heard that right, folks. 41-14 here at halftime. So, guys, any last thoughts on what Coach Holloway is trying to, when he's trying to get across to these ladies right now?
Get a 40-point lead. We have that time.
Like I say, we started off the first quarter 29 points, had 12 in that second quarter. I'd like to see us pick up, pick back up, maybe not. I mean, 29 points is a pretty good pace. At least get it back up to about a 20-point quarter, get back in the flow of things, and let the rest of these girls play a little.
Yeah, I hate to tell you guys, I think he's going to go for about 3 minutes for this first five.
Yep.
And then he's going to go about 3 minutes for this second five. And then he's going to put in the last four.
I like it.
So I'm not sure we're going to get on that 29-point pace, but we'll see here.
Right.
I hope you're right. Pisgah has the ball to start the quarter. Chandler has it out on the wing. That's a good screen, good switch, good pass inside by Chandler to Kylie Leonard, and she finishes for the first 2 points of this quarter. Score is now 43-14. Pisgah's now in a man-to-man. North Henderson gets it down on the block. They look it back outside. They kick it back outside. The ball's deflected by Macy Devlin out of bounds. And North Henderson will inbound the ball in front of their cheerleaders in the corner. Deep corner over there. They're looking to get it in. They get it up top to number three. She goes back down low to number two. They kick back outside. Then they get it back out on the top corner. Deflection by Bailey. Then a deflection by Chandler. And they get it back inside. Shot goes up. And this time it is rebounded by North Buncombe. She goes back inside. Shot goes up. Blocked, but rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson puts the shot back up. They're going to get a foul on Jake Cody for a push underneath. And North Henderson will have it on the baseline underneath their own basket here with 6:56 left. So need to rebound a little better here early in the second half. Struggling to get the ball in. Deflected again, recovered by North Henderson. North Henderson starts it back up top. Little handoff and Kylie lets it go, and they shoot a layup right there on that screen. Now 43-16. Chandler brings it up the right side. She finds Macy Devlin. She dribbles right behind the cutter and puts it up on the glass, and good. 45-17, Pisgah's up. Now we're in a 2-3 zone. They get it on the right side. Dribble penetration. Shot goes up, and that's going to be a foul on Kylie Leonard this time. That will send North Henderson to the line for two free throws.
Ava Latta with the free throw.
Ava Latta with the first free throw. That's good. 45-17. Excuse me, folks. Shot goes up, 45-18. Jay gets it into Chandler. She goes by the young lady guarding her. She pulls it up, sets up the offense. She kicks to Jay. Jay kicks to Macy Devlin. They go back on the block to Jay. Jay pulls it back outside. She's dribbling. Jay thought there was going to be a cut outside. Macy finds it. Finds Chandler down low. Chandler gets the rebound, goes back up. It's blocked again by number two. North Henderson gets the rebound this time off the block. They go back the other way. Ball's deflected by Jade. Was that Jade or Macy on the
floor? Macy.
Macy with the deflection on the backside. North Henderson will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They're looking to get it in. They get it to the perimeter. Pick it back on the block. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard tries to get it to Chandler. Ball is deflected out of bounds. It goes off of Pisgah and out of bounds. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone. Deflected by Bailey Connor that time. Looks like a steal by Chandler. Chandler goes to distance. She goes up, and she is fouled hard by number 3. But that will send her to the free throw line for 2 more.
Messmer Insurance Agency free throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is up and good. Runs a score of 46-19. Second free throw is up and good, and we finally get to my premonition of 45. I kept referring to 47.
Right.
Score's now 47-19. Come back the other way. Pisgah's in a man-to-man. A handoff. Jade does a good job of switching. Cut that off. They go back down low. Go up with a shot. That is good. 47-21. Chandler gets it. She finds Macy Devlin for the 3. That 3 is up and no good. It is deflected off of North Henderson. And Pisgah will retain possession here with 4:49 left here in the third quarter. Scores 47-21. Chandler gets it into Jade. Jade misses the shot, rebounded by North Bunker. Jade gets the steal at half court. She comes back the other way. She kicks to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it back to Jade. Jade pulls up top. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler's going to set it up top. In fact, they're going to ISO. They kick it right to Macy. Set a screen at Macy. She kicks it to Bailey. Chandler with the 3 this time, and that's short. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard, and the putback is good. 49-21, Pisgah. 4:08 left here in the third quarter. Pisgah remains in this man-to-man. And that time it's stolen away by Kylie Leonard. She finds Bailey Connor ahead, and she finishes 51-21. 30-point lead for Pisgah. Picked back up in here, man-to-man. Chandler's up top. They set a high screen. Good switch. Shot goes up on the kickout, rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds Macy Devlin streaking up the court. Macy Devlin finishes 53-21 with 3:30 left. North Henderson comes back the other way. Pulls up for a 3 immediately. No good. Rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody pulls back the other way. She slows it up at half court on the defense. She dribble penetrates. Finds Bailey. Bailey kicks to Macy. Macy kicks to Chandler. Chandler comes off the screen. She kicks there to Jade. Jade kicks to Macy. Macy kicks back across court to Kylie Leonard. She goes up. Kicks back out to Jade for the 3. That's no good. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She goes up and she's blocked, but they'll send her to the free throw line for 2 more.
Messer Insurance Agency free throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Hey, just as Kevin predicted. Just as Kevin predicted too, we got some subs coming in by Coach Holloway.
We got Molly Watson, Alexis Marcos, Lauren Ballou, and Scout Ballou, and Macy Devlin will stay with them. Shot goes up for Macy, and it's good. And North Henderson will come back this way with your Bears up 55-21. She pull up. Looked like she was going to go for the 3, but good switch by Lauren Ballou. The kick out to the left side. Now they go down in the post for that mismatch. And Watson goes up. She had Molly Watson on her. And they'll get the foul on Molly. And that will send Watkins to the line to North Henderson free throw. Thank you. That second free throw is good. The score is now 55-22 with 2:26 left here in the third period. Molly Watson dribbles to the left. She comes back to Lauren Ballou, who kicks it right to Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos dribbles up top. She goes to Scout Ballou, who swings it to Lauren Ballou. The shot is up. That is no good. Rebound goes to Molly Watson. She gets it to Scout Ballou. And Scout Ballou finishes with 2 more points for the Bears at 59-22 Pisgah.
Should be the running clock now, I guess, right?
It should be. And Alexis Marcos ties it up there.
Yep, it's running.
Looks like we forgot to put the points up on the board. We still got 57-22. Is that right, or is it, it should be 59? Maybe it should be 57. 57-22, folks, with 1:30 left.
Yeah, 57.
Scout Ballou with the steal. She kicks across to Alexis Marcos. She goes up, and that's missed. And they're going to give her the foul and send her to the free throw line for 2 more.
Messmer Insurance free throws.
First free throw by Alexis Marcos is up and good. Second free throw is off the mark and rebounded by North Henderson. They out it fast. They push it up. 42 seconds left here, folks. North Henderson has it. They look down low. She looks to penetrate. Scout Ballou with good defense. Looks like it's partially blocked, but rebounded by North Henderson. Shot goes up, and this time rebounded off of North Henderson. And Pisgah will have the ball in front of the North Henderson bench here with 18 seconds left. Lauren Ballou will throw it in. Molly Watson has it. She brings it up, sets up the offense. Finds Lauren Ballou. She dribbles to the paint. She looks to kick to Scout Ballou. Scout dribbles down the baseline, kicks out back out to Lauren for the three. That three is up and good.
That's a buzzer.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
That runs the score to 61-22 here at the end of the third period. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter for you here to end our girls' varsity game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, where your Bears carry a 61-22 lead here in the girls varsity game to start this evening. Again, folks, our JV girls got another big win tonight. They're leading the conference, just have one loss this year. And our JV boys lost a tough one here to North Henderson a little earlier. That will drop them to a tie for second place, I believe, in the conference. North Henderson will have the ball as we come out in the fourth quarter. That's turned over. Lauren Ballou with the steal. She goes back the other way, kicks it to Scout Ballou on the left wing. She kicks it back up top to Alexis Marcos. She pulls it out and sets it up. She kicks right to Ballou, Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou dribbles baseline. She goes to the block, and she goes up for the shot, and she is fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line for her.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw by Lauren Ballou is off the mark. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Runs the score to 62-22 here with the running clock. 7 minutes left here in the game. Well, Henderson comes back right to left here. They get it out on the right wing. Kick it to the corner for the three. That is no good. And rebounded. North Henderson had control, but kicks it out of bounds. And possession will go to your Bears. With 6:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Lauren Ballou inbounds to Molly Watts, and she's going to bring it to the right side of the court. Set of the offense, she swings to Alexis Marcos. She dribble penetrates, deflected by North Henderson, but she gets it back to Molly at the free throw line. She drives, the floater's up, and that's good for Molly Watson.
Just a strong move by Molly there.
It was. North Henderson gets it back. They get it to the free throw line. They kick out for the three. That three is off the mark. Rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She kicks out to Molly Watson. She's looking to push the pace. She finds Alexis Marcos on the backside. Shot goes up. No good, but rebounded by Molly Watson. She throws it off as she's falling down the North Henderson young lady's leg. But possession will stay with Kisga. And with that, we've got Faith Brown, Annie Jennings, and Lana Burke coming into the game for Pisgah. Molly Watson will stay, and Jaden Ballou will stay. Got 5:36 left. The score 64-22. Molly gets it into Jaden Ballou. She kicks to Lana Burke. And kick cross court to Annie Jennings. And then find Molly Watson in the corner. So back cross court to Burke. She dribble penetrates. Kicks out to Molly for the three. Molly elects to dribble penetrate, and she puts one off the glass. 66-22. Pisgah leads here with 5:08 left.
Molly Watson with another strong move there.
North Henderson goes back the other way. Three's up, no good. Rebound goes to Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou finds Molly. Molly's looking up. She finds Burke on the backside for a wide open layup. She just missed that one. Rebounded by North Henderson, and they go back the other way. North Henderson has it on the right wing. They get it to the corner. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone still. They get it out. The three-point shot goes up, and that is good for North Henderson. Number 14, Kennedy Drake. Score is now 66-25. Molly brings it back up the right sideline. She kicks to Burke here with 4:24 left. Burke brings it right. She dribble penetrates. She gets all the way there, finds Jaden Ballou. She goes over the shot. No good. Jaden Ballou rebounds. No good on the putback. Rebounded by North Henderson. They're pushing back the other way. Get it to half court. They kick it to the baseline. Dribble penetrate. Thought Jaden Ballou had a block there, but they're going to call a foul on her there on the dribble penetration. That will send North Henderson back to the line for two more night free throw. North Henderson coach wants a timeout on the court here, folks.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
It looks like with that, we're going to get a substitution here. We're going to get Lily Inman in the game.
Nice. You predicted that a little while ago. Even added her name down here for me.
So. But we did run out like you guys had predicted. We just didn't quite get to 29.
No, we didn't get to 29. Nonetheless, we got what we needed to get these other girls in the game.
I think we got to 20, though.
Yeah, maybe.
So I think it was 61.
Yeah.
So we got 20 in that quarter, what you wanted.
Absolutely.
North Henderson's first free throw is up, and it is no good. North Henderson coach got him some substitutions in here as well. On the court for Pisgah's, Anna Jennings, Lily Inman, Faith Brown, Lana Burke, and Molly Watson. Rebound goes to Faith Brown. She gets to Annie Jennings. She finds Lana Burke up the court, and she scores. Pisgah's now 68-25. Good look by Annie Jennings. Good finish by Burke. North Henderson comes the other way. They throw up a three. It goes off the side of the backboard, guys. Moto's out of bounds. Pisgah will have possession. Got Jaden Ballou coming in from Molly Watson now. Annie Jennings will get it into Lily Inman. Annie Jennings will bring it up. She has it up top. She goes left. She tries to get it to Burke. It's deflected by North Henderson out of bounds. 3:02 left. Denyer Bears up 68-25. Lana Burke will inbound. She finds Annie Jennings. She dribbles baseline.
Pass.
Ballou on the backside. Just missed that shot, but rebounded by Annie Jennings. She gets it out to Burke. Now Ballou goes up with the three. That's Jaden Ballou with the three.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
71-25 now, Pisgah. North Henderson comes back. They shoot another three. That is missed and goes out of bounds off of North Henderson. And possession will go back to Pisgah. Annie Jennings gets it in. She inbounds it to Burke. Burke gives it back to Jennings. She'll bring it up and set up the offense. She hands off on the right side to Inman. Inman dribbles left. She's going to attack the basket. She's going to go up. And she's going to go to the free throw line.
Good.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
So Lily Inman will go to the free throw line. She misses the first one off the front end. 1:45 left here with the running clock. 71-25, your Bears lead. Second free throw for Inman, front end, no good. Rebounded by Ballou. She shoots no good. Rebounded by Inman. That pick put back is no good. And on that rebound, there's a tie-up underneath our basket. And possession will stay with Pisgah. Molly Watson comes in for Annie Jennings. She'll inbound the ball underneath her own basket. She's looking. She finds Inman up top. The three-point shot goes up. And that three-point shot by Lily Inman is good.
I love it. She held the three fingers up, too.
Three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Runs the score to 74-25, Pisgah. North Henderson swings it all the way around this left side. Three-point shot goes up. That's no good. Rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson swings it back up top. Another three-point shot goes up. This time rebounded by Faith Brown. She kicks out to Molly Watson. She's fine. She had Lily Inman on the backside, but Jaden Ballou thought that pass was to her. Tried to turn and get it, and it goes out of bounds on the Pisgah.
Now, is Lily, is she a freshman or a sophomore?
She's a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay.
Annie Jennings is a freshman. Lily Inman is a sophomore. And Lily is going to be our starting pitcher on the softball team this year.
Nice, okay. Not going to be long for that.
Steal by either Lily Inman or Anna Jennings. Jennings goes the other way. Layup is missed. Rebounded by North Henderson. 2 seconds left. And with that, folks, that's the end of our game. Your Bears win 74-25. We send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the player of the game and get you ready for the boys' game. You're listening to WPTL Radio. WPTL Radio. .net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of our basketball sponsors this year. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Wealth and Management. So folks, now it's time for your Player of the Game.
Alrighty, A1 Storage Player of the Game for tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player is going to go to Scout Ballou. Scout came in, gave some valuable minutes, ended up with 4 points and 2 rebounds. A1 Storage, if you're looking for a place to store, a safe place to store some stuff without wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. So Scout Blue is your A1 Storage Player of the Game.
And Scout's one that's come on strong this year. She's just a sophomore. We were looking for some depth at the beginning of the year, and she's really given that to us and continues to get better and better each night, and is really in that core rotation throughout. And she gives us a lot of energy. She's long on defense, gets the deflections, gets the rebounds. Maybe not always she shows up in the stat line, but she's like an Isaiah Mintz to me for this girls team.
That's a good comparison. Really good comparison.
So it gives us great minutes. So congratulations to her. So why don't you give us some more stats for these girls tonight?
All right. Really good thing tonight, too. We had 11 girls get in the scoring column tonight. We had 4 with double digits. Macy Devlin had 10. Channel Lowry had 6. Jake Cody had 10. Bailey Connor had 11. Scout Blue, 4. Alexis, 3. Lauren Blue had 4. Callie Leonard, 14, and 9 rebounds. She was 1 rebound short of a double-double. Molly Watson had 4. Lana Burke had 2. Jaden Blue had 3. So a lot of girls in the scoring column. Also, we were 17 of 25 from a free throw line, which, you know, is up a little from what we've been doing. So, really good night. A lot of girls got to get in the scoring column and get in the stat book.
Yeah, when you get 11 of the 14 young ladies you got on your bench, on your team in the scoring column, you've done a pretty good job that night.
You sure have. Yeah, it's good to see them. I mean, we had 3 girls. And when I look at the rebounds, too, you know, Chandler had 7 rebounds, Jade had 7, and Kylie had 9. That's cleaning it up pretty good right there. A lot of other girls had some rebounds, but those were notable as I was looking through.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have an update on this boys' game, talking a little bit about both teams and what we think the keys to the game of this next boys' game will be. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, here where we're in between games. Girls with a big win here early. Now we're set for the boys' game. For that, we're ready for the Keys to the Game. It's sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker dealer and investment advisor. So, Mark, with this boys' game, what is your key to the game here tonight?
Well, I've watched these boys come out here and warm up, and I'm telling you, the intensity, you already see it in their eyes. They look like a team that's on a 9-game winning streak and is just tied for first place in the conference. For me, the keys tonight is going to be you got Titus Moore and you got Braden Hudson, both averaging 14.3. And I think you mentioned Titus is a 6'7 kid. He's also averaging 9 rebounds. We've got to be able to control him somehow inside with not getting in foul trouble. We don't want Maddox to get in foul trouble early because we are a little thin in the big man column. But I think if we can control him, keep him from having a super huge night, I like the way that would turn out.
Jack, what about yourself? What's your key to the game in this?
Defense for the Bears.
Yeah.
Pressure on the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, a lot of what our success starts on the defensive end for this boys team. And it will be key. They got 3 kids that are in double digits scoring. So we cannot let those guys really get out to a fast start.
Yeah.
So for me, I just gave it away a little bit. My key to the game is for us to limit, you know, their ability to start fast tonight. This North Henderson team has a lot of size, but they like to shoot the 3. So we can't let them get hot early from the 3 and get off to a quick start here tonight.
Right. You know, kind of like what we seen, you know, Smoky Mountain the other night. Those kids, man, they got to shooting the 3s. And we ended up, you know, and Coach Rodheimer made a good adjustment there. You picked it up early, how he changed to put Isaiah Mintz on the kid that was shooting so much. So he recognized it, paid attention to it, and shut it down. So I still am concerned a little bit about the size of this Moore kid. He's a big kid. And you told me a while ago 6'7". Now I'm seeing him out there. He's going to be a handful.
He's a big kid, but he don't like to get on the post. He likes to shoot from the elbow. He likes to shoot the 3. He can get on the block, and he is a lot to handle down there. But even the kid that comes back behind him is a pretty big kid as well. You see him, he's just a sophomore here in the puppy shoot.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to be really, really, really tough to tame. So with that, folks, we're going to send it back one more time to the studio for a message from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll be ready for this exciting boys basketball game here that really carries a lot of weight as we move into the latter half of the second half of conference play. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
If you love them enough to barely sleep, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School. We're about to start the boys' game here tonight. So far, we've won 2 of 3 here tonight. JV girls game with a big win. JV boys with a tough loss in a hard-fought battle. and the varsity girls with a really big win here tonight. So hoping to finish it off, guys.
So this is going to be a good one here. Meant to mention earlier too, you know, Mason is leading us with 16-7, Maddox with 14 points, Campbell with 13 points coming in. But I wanted to also mention that Campbell Crook is shooting 74% from the free throw line, but he's also shooting 42% from the three-point line.
So, folks, the starters here for North, number two, Tamir Patel, number three, Titus Moore, number 22, Cameron Case, number 24, Will Paris, and number 41, Braden Hudson, the big 6'7", 225 gentleman. Now it's time for the Black Bears to talk about number three, Isaiah Mintz. Number 10, in the post, senior Maddox Wright. Number 21, junior Nick Messer. Sophomore, number 23, Campbell Brooks. And number 32, senior Mason Sutton. So for your Bears, guys, two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore to start five.
Hey, listen, I know y'all can probably hear this at home. I got to give a shout-out real quick. Brand new sound system here in Pisgah Gym. Pisgah Booster Club sprung. I probably shouldn't say how much it was on air, but they probably wouldn't matter. Wouldn't mind. But what an outstanding sound system the Booster Club has provided for these kids in this gym.
Yeah, it makes this environment second to none. It's always been first class in here, but the new sound system really just makes it second to none.
It does. It's great.
So the tip by Moore goes to Patel, and North Henderson will gain control of the first possession. They bring it in. They swing it back to Moore outside. They get it inside to Braden. They kick it back outside of 22. That three goes up. Rebounded by Moore. Put back is blocked by Maddox Wright. And that quickly, Mason Putnam goes end to end for a quick 2-0 Pisgah lead.
That's
there's
what
that
we
defense
want.
You were talking about, Jack. North Henderson comes back the other way. Patel has it on the left wing. He's going to kick back to Case. And swing it all the way over here to the corner, right corner. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone, really making it difficult on North Henderson as they swing it around looking for a good three-point shot here. Patel has it back on the left wing. Kick it back. They find Morris in the corner. They get inside the big number 41, and that goes off the rim and out. Hudson just missed that one, and Pisgah comes back the other way quickly. Cook in the corner for the three.
Oh,
that
in and out.
Was just wow. In and out. Almost a great Gorga contracting Pisgah three.
Yep, spotted up well, just wouldn't go down.
North Henderson has it back on the other end. Pisgah gets back in his 2-3 zone. They're looking to take that three away. They go down low. Good defense by Maddox Wright. Missed shot, rebounded back by Maddox Wright. He gets it in the hands of Putnam. Putnam comes end-to-end again, misses this time. This time rebounded by North Henderson. They come back out full court the other way. Shot goes up and good. Scores now 2-2. That was Case who hit that layup going end-to-end. North Henderson now in a 2-3 zone of their own. They get a deflection. Try to dive out of bounds to save that ball, but the ball will stay in Pisgah's possession here on our half of the court. Messer inbounds to Putnam. Putnam gets it back to Messer where he's trapped. He finds Crook. Crook swings it to Messer. Messer kicks it to Putnam. We get it all the way back around to the left corner. Get it down low to Mintz, who finds Maddox Wright. He finds Messer on,
nice
underneath.
Great pass.
Great pass. Great pass. 4-2 Pisgah leads here early in the first period. Patel will bring it up. He'll slow it down. He's got Crook on him. Crook is now in a man-to-man. Get it outside to Hudson. Swings it back to Moore. Moore tries to go into Patel. Deflected away by Maddox Wright. Gets it to Mason Putnam. Goes in and in. Misses the first one, but the putback was good by Mason Putnam.
Probably fouled on the first one, too, but no call.
6-2 Pisgah with 5 minutes left. North Henderson brings it back. Pisgah gets back in this 2-3 zone. North Henderson's intent to try to rotate it around, looking for the three. The movement is great by Pisgah, closing out here. North Henderson goes inside to Hudson. He's triple teamed. Turnover. Mason Putnam comes out with a steal. He comes out. He finds Messer on the perimeter. Messer gives it back to a cutting. Putnam. And Putnam will go to the line for two.
Pisgah's free throws are sponsored by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
I tell you guys, Mason Putnam does as good a job slashing and getting to the rim as most any kids you're going to see around here.
And that first free throw is no good. With that, Camden Robinson is going to come in for Messer, I believe. No, Messer stays out there. Second free throw is good. So Camden Robinson came in for Mintz. 7-2 Pisgah, 4:25 left. Patel has it up top. He dribbles right. He tries to get all the way to the block, and he finishes over Maddox Wright. 7-4 your Bears lead. Looks like North Henderson's now in a 1-3-1. A deflection. Messer comes and gets it and controls it. He finds Wright. Wright dribble penetrates.
There you
Flo
go.
Flo is good over Hudson. 9-4 Pisgah lead.
Maddox has got that floater down. He had a couple of those going to smoke him out.
He did.
Yep.
It was a good decision by him. And just that quick, North Henderson tries to set a screen for Patel up top on Putnam, and they're called for an illegal screen, and the ball will be turned back over to Pisgah with 3:50 left here in the first period. Your Bears lead 9-4. Looks like North Henderson's going to go to a full-court man-to-man. Messer gets it into Putnam. Putnam has Patel on him. They try to trap, to get it ahead to Robinson. He goes over, tries to go over Hudson, no good. Hudson gets the rebound for North Henderson. The outlet pass out. They push it up quick. Number one, Ezekiel Abrea comes up. Moore misses the three, but rebounded by Abrea. They kick it back out, kick it back to Abrea. He dribble penetrates, find Hudson on the perimeter. Hudson's shot's no good. Rebounded by Crook. Crook will quickly push it back across half court. He finds Robinson. Robinson finds Messer on the block. They kick it back out to Robinson. Robinson gets it, hands off to Messer. Messer comes back around. He kicks to Crook. Baseline drive.
There you go, Rob.
Finished by Crook there on the baseline drive. Quick.
That's how you go with the 6'7 guy right there.
2:50 left here in the first. North Henderson swings it outside. Moore's got it. Swing it to Abrea. Go to Patel for the three. He swings it to the corner. That three's no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks up to Mason Putnam, who comes back this way quick. He finds Robinson in the corner. He dribble penetrates. Goes by. Shot's blocked. Recovered by Abrea. Abrea comes out. He's pushing the pace. He looks to slow it down. He brings it to the right side of the court. Swings back to Patel. Patel kicks back to Abrea on the right. Now they kick all the way across court to Case. Case hands off to Moore. Get it back to the right side. Patel has it. Pisgah still in this 2-3 zone. Looks like it's really having an impact on this North Henderson offense.
It is. They're squeezing Hudson pretty good on the elbows, trying to get the ball there. I still can't figure out why the 6'7 guy's hanging out at the elbows.
Abrea with a two-point shot. That's missed. Rebounded by Patel. They get it to Hudson at the free throw line. He attacks, goes up, and finishes at the rim that time. 11-6. Pisgah leads with 1:35 left.
That was my whole point.
Hook finds Robinson on the left wing. Robinson finds Wright. He tries to get into Hudson.
Good job drawing the foul.
So he really leaned in there to get that one. And they give him the foul on Hudson. Send Maddox Wright to the line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget.
And Wright,
call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
And Wright misses the first free throw. That is a third foul on North Henderson here in the first quarter. Just the first on Hudson. Wright misses the second free throw, rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson comes across half court. They set up their offense. Abrea brings it right. He swings back left. They get it back to him. Swing it all the way across the court to Patel. He dribble penetrates. Floaters up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks it out to Crook. Crook gets it up the court. Dribbles back up top. Stolen away by Patel. He goes the other way. And Patel will get the and one. And the foul will be on Maddox Wright.
Patel baited him into that one. Used his body really well. Maddox was wanting to go for the block. Probably should just let him run on.
Yeah, and that's one where Maddox got Hudson on that same thing on this end, and Patel got Maddox on this one.
Yep.
So that runs the score to 11-8 here with 54 seconds. Patel on the line for a chance at one more. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks out to Isaiah Morris. It's in the game for Crook. He gets it back to Wright. He finds Mason Putnam. He finds
good ball
movement. Devlin on the baseline, who found Wright. We just missed the shot.
There you
Wright
go.
Gets his own rebound and finishes 13-8. Good job by Maddox Wright fighting tough down there. 30 seconds left here. Patel will swing left. They'll come back for the three-point shot on the right. And that three is good by Cameron Casey from North Henderson. Scores now 13-11. 15 seconds left. Morris has it. Half court, he swings left to Putnam. Putnam brings it across court, dribbles through, finds Maddox Wright outside. He tries to dribble penetrate. He finds Robinson in the paint. Robinson misses that shot. Rebounded by Devlin, but he goes down, loses control, and with that, the end of the quarter. Your Bears lead 13-11 as we go to the second period. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as we enter into the second period here tonight. Your Bears lead 13-11. Guys, any comments on how we're playing out there tonight?
Pisgah defense is good.
Yeah, every time Hudson touches the ball, anywhere around the free throw line or down on the block,
yep. There
is a triple team, and we're forcing it out. Then we're doing a nice job of closing out on their shooters.
We really are. And Maddox Wright grabbed 6 rebounds in that first quarter. Really active down there.
He's not shying away from the big guys for North Henderson,
is he? Not.
Pisgah will have the ball to start the second quarter here. Mason Putnam gets it to Wright. Wright hands off to Crook. Crook dribbles up top. He's got Abrea on him. He loses the ball. Abrea gets the steal. He goes back the other way. Good defense.
Good defense.
Stolen away from Mason Putnam there. Mason goes in the end, and he does not finish, but rebounded by Maddox.
Attaboy,
Wright.
Maddox.
And he gets fouled on the putback. Now send him to the line for two more.
Messimer Insurance Agency. Free throws. Offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Listen, guys, Maddox grabbed another rebound right there, but what hustle for him to be trailing right there to pick up that rebound that Mason missed on the free on the layup.
First free throw is missed, and great Crook had the turnover down here. The great defense to get back and stop the dribble penetration allowed Putnam to come from behind and get the steal.
Yep.
Wright missed the second free throw. Scores still 13-11, 7:22 left. North Henderson on offense. Patel has it on the right side. Pisgah's in a 2-3 zone still. They kick it back right to Patel. He gets it to the corner to number zero, Luke Peel. Luke Peel takes the three. That is off. Hudson punches it out. Rebounded by Patel. He goes all the way to the glass.
Charge. Yes, sir.
Charge.
Yes, sir. Attaboy, Campbell.
Patel. Campbell Cook steps in and takes that charge. So that is his second, team second. If I'm not mistaken, that is the fifth foul for North Henderson to zero for Pisgah so far.
Yeah. Campbell's got to be leading our team in drone charges this year.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Isaiah Mintz has it on the left side. He finds Crook. He tacks on the backside. That's blocked. Rebounded by Messer. His shot's missed. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright comes back out. He finds Crook for the three. That three's up and good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
16-11 Bears. 6:32 left in the second. Patel comes back this way. He finds Abrea on the right wing. He's looking, thinking down low. He takes the three this time. That's in and out. And rebounded, by Messer, but goes off of Maddox. They're playing volleyball down here for North Henderson, and the shot goes on the putback. 16-13 Bears lead. Mason Putnam has it. He swings left to Mint. He finds Crook. 1-3-1. He's trying to trap us here. They got Crook trapped. They get it to Wright. Wright dribble penetrates. He tries to go up on the heel, but finds Putnam outside. Putnam finds...
Oh,
I thought Crook had another forward contracting three, but in and out there. Score stays 16-3. North Henderson quickly comes back the other way. They've got it on the right wing. They get it to Hill. They come back to Abrea. He finds Hill in the post. He is fouled by Maddox Wright. That's going to be a big one. I think that may be his second, team second. Yeah, that's Maddox's second here with 5:31 left in the second period. Team first in this quarter. Pisgah still leads 16-13. Coach Rodehammer's going to trust Maddox out here with his third foul. Missed shot there by Hudson from the perimeter three, rebounded by Crook. Crook pushes back the other way. He finds Mintz at the top. Mintz swings it to Messer on the left wing. Hands off to Maddox Wright in the corner. Wright gets it to Crook. Crook gets it to Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Kicks to Mintz, who gets it to Wright. Dribble penetrates down the baseline. Finds Mintz, deflected, and then stolen away by number five for North Henderson, and he pushes back the other way. Now it's stolen by Campbell Crook. He goes the other way. He tries to find Putnam on the backside. Putnam wanted that ball a little earlier, right there. Turnover goes back to North Henderson. North Henderson slows it down now, 4:38 in the second period. They go down on the baseline to Hill. They kick outside to Moore. He takes the shot. That is off. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. He's going to push the pace quick, and he decides to pull it out. He kicks it left to Messer. Messer goes baseline. He kicks it back out to Wright on the perimeter. Wright will dribble back, find Mintz up top. Mintz will hand off to Putnam. Putnam kicks to Wright for the three, and that three's up and no good. Rebounded by North Henderson. They push it back the other way. 4 minutes left in the second period. 16-13, Bears still lead. Hudson has it from the elbow. That shot's up no good. He was a little confused on that one. Maddox Wright with the rebound again. Hill tried to knock it away from him. The ball will stay with Pisgah under the North Henderson goal, and they'll have to go full court here. Mintz gets it to Mason. Mason walks it up. Bears still with a three-point lead. He finds Wright on the wing. Wright hands back to Putnam. He goes all the way to the basket. Kicks outside to Messer. Messer gets it to Cook down in the corner. Cook dribbles out. Gets it back to Wright at the elbow. He goes to the basket.
Good drive.
All the way to the rim and finishes this time. And that foul's going to be on North Henderson on Hudson trying to help.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agents.
That'll be Hudson's second. He'll have to come out of the game. Maddox will go to the line. Pisgah up 18-13. Messer comes out. Robinson in. Maddox Strike hits the free throw. Pisgah goes up 19-13, 6-point lead. Brea comes to the right. Pisgah remains in this 2-3 zone. They stayed in it all night, guys.
Yeah, it's very
it's
effective.
Very effective. Almost a steal. Looks like it did get a steal by Maddox, but he was falling out of bounds. Shot goes up by North Henderson, no good. Rebounded by Maddox right this time. Mason Putnam comes the other way. He tries to find Robinson, but the ball is deflected by North Henderson. He got out of bounds, but Pisgah will remain in possession with the ball underneath their own basket. Kind of in the corner over there by the cheerleader. Pisgah's up 19-13, 3:04 left, second period. Cook gets it up top and sends it to Wright. Wright's looking. Dribble penetrates, goes to Robinson. He dribble penetrates, finds Crook in the baseline. Great pass. Crook finishes. Pisgah's lead now up to 8, 28-13. North Henderson comes back the other way with 2:42 left. They get it inside to Hill. Hill goes inside. He tries to pass around the corner, stolen by Mintz, but he turns it over. The North Henderson coach is going nuts for him not trying to finish that.
He is. We really got to take advantage right now while we got Hudson out of the game.
And with that, Pisgah decides to take a timeout.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, with 2:34 left here in the second period, Bears up 8. North Henderson ball. And our defense is really creating a lot of havoc.
Defense is doing really good, yeah. And they really don't have an answer for us down here in offense. We're moving the ball really well, and we're finding open guys on the block. But like I say, Hudson's out with two fouls right now. I'd like to see us take advantage and run this on up a little bit before the half.
North Henderson inbounds the ball across court. They go back across court, swing it in to number 24. He attacks the basket. That's no good. Rebounded by Hill. His putback's no good. Putback again's no good. And finally rebounded by Maddox Wright. He'll kick out to Putnam. Putnam's looking to attack. He gets all the way to the rim. Blocked that time. Rebounded by North Henderson. They're quickly going back the other way. Abrea gets to the rim. That's missed. Rebounded by Robinson. He gets it to Putnam going back the other way. Putnam's going back up. And that time he makes the shot. 23-13 Pisgah leads with 1:56 left. North Henderson gets it back. They get it to Hill on the outside. He swings it to Abrea. Abrea gets back to 24. They bring it back up top, reset it. They got four guys on one side of the offense there. They're all miscombobulated there. But as soon as they spread it out, and I say that, Abrea hits a
no
three.
No hitter.
23-16, Pisgah leads with 1:28 left. And then they get a walk on Maddox on the perimeter as he's looking to catch and get to the basket quickly. Ball will be turned back over to North Henderson. North Henderson will inbound the ball, 1:27 left. Pisgah again leads by 7. Messer comes back in the game for Mintz. In the game for Pisgah, Crook, Putnam, Wright, Messer, and Robinson. North Henderson with another three, and they're starting to heat up, guys.
They are.
23-19. 1:12 left here in the second. North back in this 1-3-1. They go for the steal. Putnam gets all the way to the basket, finds right at the free throw line, and that shot is good. 25-19 Pisgah lead. 1 minute left here in the second period. North Henderson slows it down. Pisgah stays in this 2-3. They're trying to get. That three is off. Rebounded. Tied up by North Henderson and Maddox Wright. Ball will stay in possession for North Henderson. And now they're trying to dribble, penetrate, and kick, which you don't see much against the zone.
You don't. You really don't.
It's usually pass and cut. We get Maddox Wright out here with 44 seconds left. Smart move by Coach Rodomer. Maddox has two fouls. 6-point lead. North Henderson gets the three up. That's no good. Goes off the top of the backboard. And possession, the dead ball will go back to Pisgah. And as we go back on offense with 38 seconds left, Coach Rodomer's going to get Maddox Wright back in the game.
Yep. He's got to be smart down here on a missed shot, not going to get a over-the-back call.
North is pressing full court. We get it to Crook at half court. He finds Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright is blocked. North goes back the other way. This time, Abraham misses that layup. Rebounded by Putnam. He's coming back fast the other way. He gets all the way to the rim, and North Henderson takes a charge. That was Luke Hill taking the charge. 21 seconds. North Henderson will get the ball back here, down six.
Didn't really have the numbers right there. We were 1-on-3.
And with that, we're going to get Isaiah Morse in the game, and we're going to get Caleb Miller in the game. We're going to get Maddox Wright and Mason Putnam out. North Henderson will probably settle for one shot here. Abrea brings it up the left side. He's got Morse on him. Again, we're in a 2-3 zone, but extended out. 9 seconds left. Abrea looks to go by. He kicks out to the outside. That three's up. No good. Rebounded by Moore. Shot goes up. And that shot is good at the buzzer to get the score to 25 Pisgah, 21 North Henderson as we go to halftime. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your halftime show. Brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, we're up 25-21 with 10 going into halftime. What kind of stats do we have to look at for Pisgah?
Gotcha. We, so far, Maddox Wright is 1 point away from having a double-double in the first half. He has got 9 points and 11 rebounds. Nick Messer has got 2 points. Campbell Crook was 7, and Mason Putnam was 7. And that rounds out our scoring. The other thing is our Achilles heel continues to be our free throw shooting. We are 2 of 7 from the free throw line. That other 5 points would look really nice on the board right now, but we just we can't seem to get. I think I checked today, our team free throw percentage is still in the 60s. As we go along, we're going to have to improve on that for sure.
Yeah, especially as we get into the playoffs. I feel like we do a very good job down, which is interesting. We do a very good job down the stretch a lot of times. The other night we missed a couple. And finish games well from the free throw line, but early, just a little bit of lack of focus. I don't know if it's because we play so hard, and we really have about a six-man rotation. So right. There may be a little bit of need to be running the floor, shoot free throws in practice while we're really – and they may be doing that. Right?
They may be. I'm sure Coach Rodarmer is aware of it. Just like to see – I'd like to see us as a team up around 75%.
Yeah, so, folks, I'm out here looking at Bethel Youth Basketball and Canton / Clyde Youth Basketball being honored. So great to see all the kids out here in the youth programs tonight.
Future Bears right there.
That's right. A lot of blue and a lot of black and red there.
Yep.
They'll all be coming together one day.
It's always a tough transition, too, I'm telling you. I remember coming out of, back then it was Canton Junior High School, I'm telling my age here. But you played against those guys at Bethel and you come in, the 10th grade was always... And obviously back then, high school was 10th, 11th, 12th, but it was a tough adjustment at first because they've been kind of your rival and your foe for so long, and now you're trying to blend together to make a team. I think they do a good job of it.
I've always thought it was one of the big advantages that Pisgah had, having two youth programs. And two middle schools that blend into Pisgah one day. We get so many more kids opportunities out there that continue to play because kids develop at different times.
They do.
We've seen it a lot of times. Whereas in other programs where you've got one youth program, one middle school, sometimes kids that might develop late in middle school have already quit a sport.
Yep.
Because the lack of playing time in youth in middle school.
Great point.
And not saying it's not rightfully so, it's just they develop at a different point in time.
Yeah.
So I think it's a tremendous advantage at Pisgah. Sometimes it's a disadvantage at the youth because we got so many youth programs here in the county.
It really is. And I remember back in the day, we used to have what you call Friday night games because you'd have so many kids from Clyde, Waynesville, Canton, Bethel. We'd get together on Friday nights and let the kids that wasn't going to get to play on Saturday have their game time just so they could keep developing. And
yeah, when I had both the girls and the boys coming through youth, I always had a game for both teams on Friday night. We dressed out in uniform.
Love it.
And played either Waynesville, Clyde, Bethel. We kind of rotated all of them.
Yep.
And played a full schedule that way. Because when you got 22 kids on the bench for a youth team, and it's a travel youth team, it's hard to get those, all those kids in. So you got to find a way to get them on the court, get them court time. And the kids loved it.
Oh, yeah.
They loved that opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's, it breaks my heart now. Obviously, I'm a Clyde boy. I grew up through Clyde Youth. My kids played at Clyde Youth. My grandson played at Clyde Youth. And then, for whatever reason, not a lot of interest. Nobody really run the program, so they combined with Canton, which is okay. But I still miss the fact. Just a fun fact for you here. Whenever tearing down the old gym at Clyde, I stopped in there. My grandmother went to Clyde. I stopped in and got me two bricks out of the old gym. Got them in my garage.
That is awesome.
Yep.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio real quick for a message from our sponsors. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. But we're at halftime and your Bears lead 25-21. Demand. If you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPCLradio.net. Click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. And folks, every night we bring you a broadcast, we're going to have the Pisgah Player of the Game. Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game at WPTLradio.net.
I'm going to put a plug in for this Pisgah On Demand. A couple of weeks ago, I went in. Jack and Terrell do a great job. They get it up quick from the game. But that Smoky Mountain game, the way it ended, I wanted to hear also how that went. So, but you can go right in there, click right on it, and listen to the game. It was just as exciting listening to it as it was being there that night.
So I was going to ask, did we do any justice for what we saw?
I think we were close. You could tell we were excited, for sure. If the people at home even felt half as good as I felt listening back to it, I think we did all right.
Yeah, and I'd like to throw one little shout out as well. That Pisgah Player of the Game, each and every game, is brought to you by A1 Stores. Our friend Mike Lovelace. I think he's out here tonight somewhere in the
Hey, gym. Another Clyde boy. I got to put a shout in for him. Me and him come up through Clyde together there.
Boy, that must have been rough.
Whew, man, I don't know how Clyde still standing.
Rough school.
Yo.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this very tight conference matchup between your Bears and the North Henderson Knights. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Well, we've just started the second half. Your Bears have the ball. They're now going left to right. Isaiah Mintz with a penetration, kicks out the Cook. Cook hands off to Messer. He gets in the paint. Finds Mintz for an open layup.
Great pass.
Score is now 27-21.
Messer sees the floor good.
He does see the floor very well. Patel goes to the right side. Finds Moore at the free throw line. That shot is no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright out to Crook. Crook pushes hard the other way. He goes up. That's missed. This time it's rebounded by Mason Putnam. He finds Maddox right. He gets all the way to the rim. That's missed. This time rebounded by North Henderson. Quickly, they go back the other way. Nice pass on that end. Finds Moore. 4-2. Scores now 27-23. 7:06 left here in the third period. Crook goes back left on the left sidelines. He's trapped. He gets it to Mintz. Mintz gets it back up top to Crook. He pushes all the way across, finds Messer in the corner. Messer gets it to Putnam. Putnam swings it all the way backside to Mintz. He's trapped. He finds Messer on the baseline. Messer dribble penetrates, finds Maddox right.
I seen that one coming. You can get by with 4 or 5 seconds, but Maddox was in there for a while.
Yeah, he might have got 3 seconds twice tonight.
He may have.
So that turnover goes back. Ball possession goes back to North Henderson. 6:30 left. Bears lead by 4. 27-23. Well, Henderson swings it back to the left. They get all the way back across to Patel. Pisgah remains in this 2-3 zone. They get it to Moore. They go baseline. They go up with a shot. That's missed. Everything's contested. Rebounded by North Henderson. A put back up to him. Now it's a 2-point lead. 27-25. Your Bears lead. Maddox Wright gets back. He finds Messer on the backside. His shot is partially blocked, but he finishes that. Gets Pisgah's lead back to 4. Good look by Wright to Messer, and a good finish by Messer. North Henderson comes back the other way. 2-3 zone, but Crook goes out and pressures. Patel has it, kicks to the corner. That three's up, no good. This time rebounded by Hudson. He goes back up. That shot is missed, and Putnam puts it back up and in. North Henderson wanted that foul, but it looks like he drew the contact. Pisgah goes back the other way. Three-pointer by Crook goes up quick. That is missed. Rebounded is a jump ball. Possession will go to North Henderson. So the action's kind of picked up here, guys.
It is picked up, yeah. Fast and furious. I was really glad Maddox didn't pick up a foul down here just a minute ago.
It looked like Hudson created that contact.
Yep.
I'm glad they didn't give it to him. Well, Henderson has it on the perimeter. They get back to the free throw line. They kick back out to Patel on the left side. He gets the ball all the way back on the right. There's a shot that goes up, but rebounded by Hudson. He puts it back up and in. This lead is back to 2 for Pisgah, 29-27, 4:57 left. Crook has it on the right sideline. He comes across half court. He's dribbling up top and tries to hand to Putnam. This time he gets it to him. Putnam kicks it right to Messer. Messer cuts. Gets it to Crook. He finds Isaiah Mintz on the cut.
That's a
great
nice
finish by Mintz.
Yeah, boy. That's a tough shot.
Back to a 4-point lead for Pisgah. Well, Henderson goes the other way. Moore goes to the rim. He finishes. The score's now 31-29. 4:26 left. North Henderson in a 1-3-1. Mintz has it. He's trapped on the outside. He turns it over. Moore comes back the other way. He's looking to get all the way to the glass. Finds 22 on the backside. And he finishes. And now the score is tied, 31 all. That leads to a timeout on the court.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, folks, there's 4:12 left at this timeout. The lead has now been cut to a tie, 31 all. Fast and furious. Coach Rodama wanted a timeout to talk about the traps and getting it into the right place.
Yeah, that's a good timeout right there. We've allowed them to get a couple of turnovers and some fast break points, and that's what's put them back in this thing.
Looks like Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket. I'm surprised at that. Oh, no, we've got to go full court. North Henderson just scored. We'll get it into Mason Putnam. He's trapped. He dribbles out of it. But they get the turnover. Mason Putnam gets the turnover back. He goes all the way to the rim. That's missed. Fans wanted a foul on that layup. Rebounded by North Henderson. They go back the other way. Kick out for the three. He pulls it up. He kicks all the way to the other side. They get back to the rim. Maddox Wright looks like he's trying to take that charge. Rebounded by Hudson.
Yep.
Then
that's
they
right.
Get a charge on number 41. That's going to be his third.
Lowering his shoulder. You're already big enough. That's three on him, so that's going to help.
Team foul number 1 in this quarter. That's the first foul called, and it's been pretty physical here,
yeah.
Guys.
His coach was just explaining to him how he can't turn his shoulder into him.
Mason Putnam brings it up to the right side. North Henderson in this 1-3-1. They get a deflection as Mason gets it over to Mintz. Mintz trying to get it to Crook. Ball's deflected out of bounds. Mintz will take it in front of our student section. He gets it into Crook. Crook brings it to the right side, dribbles back left, kicks to Mintz. Mintz is double-teamed. He dribbles out of it, comes to Crook. Crook gets back to Mintz. Find Putnam on the wing. He dribble penetrates, gets all the way to the rim. That's missed and rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson comes back the other way quickly. They kick out to the 3-point line. Swing it back out. They dribble him back right. Patel has it out on the right wing. He swings it all the way back out to the left. They find Lukil underneath. He gets it back up top for the three. That's missed. Rebounded by Maddox Wright again. Maddox Wright finds Mason Putnam up the left side. He dribbles all the way back right, hands off to Crook. Crook gets it back to Putnam. Putnam gets all the way to the rim, but hands to Mintz. Mintz gets all the way to the right. 33-31, Bailey.
Mintz is having a really good quarter right here.
2:41 left here in the third quarter. North Henderson brings it to the right side. Finds Moore. They get another three-point shot left. That's missed. Rebounded this time by North Henderson. He goes up, and that's going to go.
Yep.
Maddox may have got away with a little action in that one, but they get another charge down there, and the ball will go back to Pisgah. Second team foul for the quarter on North Henderson. North Henderson's now going to press full court. Mintz looking to get it in. He finds Cameron Robinson up the floor. He goes up, tries to get it to Maddox. Maddox did a good job of deflecting it back, getting control of the ball. He gets it to Mintz. Mintz gets it to Crook. Crook's three's off. Rebounded by North Henderson. North Henderson will get it to Abrea. Abrea's got Crook on him. He comes left, kicks to the wing. Get back to the corner to Abrea. Kick it up top. Swing it all the way back to the right side. Moore gets it back to Abrea. He dribble penetrates. Finds 22 for another three-point shot. That's just not been working for him. Mason Putnam with the rebound. He comes down. He's looking to get it to Mintz on the break. Mintz looked like he wanted to pull up, and the ball goes out of bounds on the pass. Great thought by both players. Great hustle by both players. 1:44, your Bears lead by two. North Henderson comes back right to left. They get it to Hill in the corner. Hill has it. He looks to get it to Moore. Abreu thinks about the three, kicks it to Hill. Hill goes to Moore for the two, and he hits that shot. Score's now tied 33 all. 1:20 left. Mason Putnam has it on the right side. He swings to Robinson. Robinson goes to Mintz. Mintz goes up to the... Missed that. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He goes back up. Maddox Wright finishes. 35-33. 1:03 left in the third. North Henderson comes back the other way. They'll set their offense up on the right wing. They find Hill in the corner. Corner gets back to Abrea. Goes back to Hill. He shoots the three this time. That is missed. And ball is out of bounds on North. Pisgah will have the ball with 46 seconds left. Isaiah Morse comes in for Mason Putnam here. Mitchell inbounds. Full court pressure by North Henderson. They get it into Morse. He finds Crook up the sideline. Crook comes up, pulls it back outside. Gets it to Mintz outside on the three-point line. He's looking, gets it to Morse on the left wing. He gets it to right, down in the corner. He dribbles back up to the elbow, gets it to Mintz. They find Morse back in the corner. He swings it all the way back left to Crook on the right wing. He goes down low to Mintz. To Morse. Morse misses in and out. Good shot. 15 seconds left. Pisgah with a two-point lead. North Henderson has the ball on this end. Abrea brings it up top. He's got it at the key. 6 seconds left. The dribble penetrates. Gets to the left. 3 seconds left. The three-point shot by Hill's up. No good. Rebounded by Morse. He throws it to the other end. And with that, your Bears are going to go to the fourth quarter with a two-point lead, 35-33. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevens at Press Control Press Box here at Pisgah High. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for Pisgah Basketball this year. Bestest Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike T. and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizen Wealth and Management. Pisgah will have the ball here as we start fourth quarter action. We've got Morris, Putnam, looks like Messer, Wright.
And good pass.
Great pass. Wright finds Mintz underneath.
Touch pass almost right there.
Back to four. Yeah, that was awesome, Mark.
Yeah, buddy. Maddox is doing it all tonight, man.
Yeah, he's played a great game so far. North Henderson has it up top. It's Patel has it. He kicks it to Abrea. Abrea kicks it back up top. They find Moore. They look inside for Hill. He can't handle it. Stolen away by Maddox Wright. Decides wisely to pull it out up top. They kick it out on the wing. Putnam goes inside. He's looking for Messer. Finds Mintz. They kick it back out to Putnam for
the three. Good shot right there.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Scores now 40-33 Pisgah lead. 6:55 left. Big three by Mason Putnam there. Stop on a kick ball by Mason Putnam as North is trying to pass it up top. North will have the ball on their own sideline. They inbound the ball to Moore. Moore gets it to Abrea. Abrea swings it back right to Moore, who finds Patel. Patel swings it all the way back around to Abrea. They find Patel for the three down. That three-point shot's up, no good. He missed that one badly, guys. Rebounded by Messer. Messer finds Morris. They trap up top. Messer gets all the way to the rim, finds Mintz. Yep. Don't get him for a hesitation and walk there. Great thought, though.
It was.
6:25 left here in the fourth. Your Bears lead by seven. North having a lot of trouble with its defense. Patel finds Moore. They swing it back left. Find Hill. Looks like a walk there.
Walk, yep.
They go back to Moore for the three. That's off. Now they're going to get a foul here by Mason Putnam underneath. Looks like that will be his first team foul on the Bears. Second foul on Mason with 6:07 left. And your Bears still lead 40-33. Hill will now take a three on the inbound, and that is good. Scores now 40-36. Pisgah gets it up at half court. Mason Putnam has it. He's trapped. He finds Mintz. Mintz dribbles through, finds Morris on the right wing. Morris gets by. He looks down low, but that's thrown away. They go back the other way. Morris tries to finish.
Good play.
That is blocked by Maddox Wright. And Morris goes back the other way.
That's a foul.
He goes down. Gets the ball to Putnam, though. Putnam finds Messer for the three.
Yes, sir.
That three is good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Well, if Henderson comes back, their three is no good.
Air ball.
That's where the non-call on the trip of Morris goes in our favor. 5:18 left here. Pisgah leads by seven, and we have the ball. Messer inbounds to Crook. Crook comes back the other way. He gets all the way back to the basket, but he pulls it out, sets up the offense. He gets it to Messer outside for the three. He kicks it back out to Crook, who finds Wright on the wing. Wright tries to hand off to Putnam. Putnam dribble penetrates. They kick it all the way back out. Find Mintz outside, who finds Messer in the corner. Get it back up top to Wright. He finds Crook. He dribble penetrates. Puts it back out. Wright gets it. He dribble penetrates. Picks it up. Finds Crook in the corner. He's looking for the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Hill. North Henderson going back the other way. 4:36 left. 7-point game. Abrea has it. Guarded by Crook. Gets it to Patel, who kicks back to Abrea. Thinks about the three. Kicks it back to Patel. Get it to the middle. Brayden gets it to Moore. Moore finds Hill. They're having a hard time getting a shot off here, guys. They get it to Hill for the three. That three's up, and that's good. 43-39, and that's going to lead to a timeout for North Henderson.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Some good defense by Pisgah there.
Very good.
Just a little bit better ball movement by North to get the open three. And I don't know if we have any stats on their three-point shooting.
We do.
But it's not been good tonight.
They are 5 for 18. We are 3 for 9. Okay. So, yeah, they're putting them up there.
And they're not hesitating on putting them up there. Our defense is just creating a lot of tough shots.
It is.
So Bears with a 4-point lead, bring it back up. Mintz gets it to Crook up the left sideline. He's trapped, dribbles out of it, finds Messer. Messer dribbles in, gets it back out to Crook up top. He dribbles all the way right. He has Moore on him. He tries to go to the top. Patel gets the steal. Then they get it there. Mason Putnam gets the steal back. He goes up.
He probably got fouled too.
6-point lead. And North comes back the other way, dribble penetrates, and there is the foul there called on this one with 3:35 left. They've let it go in this game quite a bit, though. I can't complain either way. They really let the kids play tonight. North Henderson down 6, inbounds with 3:35 left. Moore has it. He dribble penetrates. He kicks all the way out. And Patel with the three again. That's missed. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks out the Crook for a breakaway. He put that.
Yes, sir!
And he makes that layup. Clock's not running, folks. Clock's running. So with 3:34 here, your Bears take a 8-point lead. They're going to talk about the time because it didn't run from the time we came out of that timeout until we made the basket down here. And it took 34 seconds off the clock.
That's an advantage us for the lead. So.
Oh, yeah. North Henderson is not going to be happy about that.
I agree with him. Again, how do you know 34 seconds? Is that just a number?
I could have seen taking 10 seconds. I'm not sure 34.
Right.
So North Henderson gets it in. Advantage, Pisgah, 8-point up, and they took 34 seconds off and didn't even put the ball in play. North Henderson has it. They kick it around. Get it into Luke. Kick it back around. I love this defense. They're taking more time off the clock and we get the turnover.
Oh, no.
And he turns it back over. Patel gets all the way to the rim, and that's going to be a foul on Maddox Wright. It looks like they did call it on Maddox. Get to the Messer.
Look, Maddox is laughing at Messer now. He knows that was him.
Messer's laughing. That's his first.
Hey, that's advantage us again right there.
He goes up and good. We need to watch how demonstrative we're getting when we don't get the foul called or get the foul called.
I agree. We don't need a technical
this late.
We're
getting close to getting a technical right here. We don't want that. Patel misses the second one. Piska lead now at 7. They're pressing all the way up the court. They get it to Mintz. He gets it to Putnam. Putnam swings back to Crook. They get it out to Wright. He dribble penetrates. He gets a block and taken away. The tail's off going the other way. He gets all the way to the rim. Wow.
Not what we wanted there.
So, a block on Crook. Tail goes up, finishes. And I thought he did move underneath him a little late.
He did.
Patel will go back to the line with North down 5, stops the clock at 2:17. It goes up and good, back to a 4-point lead. And North Henderson gets the turnover again, a deflection by Abrea. Crook fought for it. It went out of bounds on Crook. And with that, North Henderson will take another timeout.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
I tell you guys, every time we run this thing up 7-8 points, it's like they fall right back. We just can't get that separation.
No, it's been a very well-played game, both sides, defensive. The officials have let it play, which has led to this lower score here tonight. But good physical game on both ends.
Yeah. You know, and I said a minute ago, too, as bad as I thought the officiating was at Smoky Mountain, I really think these guys have done a solid job tonight.
Yeah, they have. They've done a good job tonight. North Henderson looking to get it in. He's looking underneath. He took up the tail. 2:15 left here. 4-point Pistons lead. North Henderson swings it all the way back to the right side. And they come all the way back left. Get it inside. Swing it to the tail. Go back up top. Good job of closing out by Crook.
Yep. Offensive foul.
And Patel is frustrated. That's his third. First team foul, 1:56 left. Pisgah down, or up by 4.
All of a sudden, we're having a tough time getting the ball in.
Yeah, they've turned up the heat here. Steal by North Henderson. Gets all the way to the back, and that's going to be another block and send more to the line for sure.
All of a sudden, we're trying to dribble through the press.
And that will send North Henderson to the line for 2 free throws with 1:49 left. Fifth foul on Pisgah here in the fourth quarter.
Got Patel here pleading his case to the referee.
And Moore leaves that one short. He might be the guy we want to go to the line.
Mm-hmm.
Rodomer shouting out messages to his team. That was flat again. Miss rebounded by Mintz. Mintz gets it to Putnam. Putnam gets it to Messer. Messer gets it to Cook. Cook's at it on the right wing. He dribbles back up top. They're trying to trap. He gets it to Putnam. Putnam kicks it to Wright. Wright now tries to get it to Crook. He saves it. He dribbles in. Gets it to Mintz. Mintz kicks it to Putnam. We're trying to waste time here. 1:22 left. Putnam gets it to Crook. They foul Crook. It's only the second foul of North Henderson.
I like our strategy, though.
1:17 left here with a 4-point lead. Mintz will get the ball in. He gets it to Messer. Messer gets it back to Mintz. He's double team. Got it. And Rodomer gets a timeout. The timeout by Coach Rodomer.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, ball was right in front of Coach Rodomer there. Big moment, 1:11 left. We're tied up, about to be a five-second call. And Coach Roadrunner came up big with the timeout.
Yep, saved the play there. And I'm sure they're talking again now. We want this clock to run. They're going to have to foul three more times to put us on the line. So we got a chance to run one more clock.
And I was surprised that they let as much time go off the clock before they picked up that last time.
Absolutely. And, again, the thing, we're 2-7 on the night. This shows you how, you was talking about a minute ago, how they've let them play tonight. North Henderson is 1-6, and we're 2-7. So it's only 13 foul shots that's been taken in this game. So.
And hopefully we do what I talked about earlier. Don't shoot them well during the game, but down the stretch,
yes,
we become very hot from the line. Isaiah Mintz will inbound the ball in front of the scores table. He gets it to Crook. Crook gets it to Putnam. He brings it back to Crook here at half court. They get it to Messer, almost out of bounds. He gets it back to Putnam. They get it back to Crook. He picks his dribble up and gets it back to Putnam. Putnam dribbles left. 54 seconds left. He gets it to Crook. He's trapped
triple
now.
Team.
Get it to Mintz. He goes in for the layup. And they fouled Mintz. But guys, that was 26 seconds off the clock before they decided to foul. They still got to get two more.
Not sure why they're waiting so long. I know they're trying to play for a steal, but if you don't get that steal in the first 5 seconds, you need to be fouling.
So Pisco will inbound. Mason Putnam gets it to Crook. Crook comes back this way. He's double-teamed, and he is fouled quickly that time. That's the fourth team foul on North Henderson. 40.6 seconds left. Pisgah up by four. Mintz will get it back in. I'm not sure why they're way off there. They're in a 2-3 zone now, guys.
Zone. And the clock
just
is going to
sit back there.
I have no idea what they're doing right here.
Now they rush out.
Another timeout by Rodolfo.
In trouble.
We keep getting trapped in this corner right up here.
Good timeout.
This but timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal or business insurance needs.
So with 30.4 seconds left, guys, 4-point Pisgah lead. We've been able to take off over a minute here since we gained possession.
Yeah.
And they've only fouled three times.
Yeah, and like you say, right then, Mason was across half court on their side when we inbounded it, and they're packed in a zone, 2-3 zone.
They were in a 2-3 zone like they were going to jump.
Right.
When we came across half court, Mason, very intelligently, stood inside the paint on their side for about 5 seconds, then started bringing it up to get it across half court.
Yep. So I'm a little baffled by their strategy over here, but at the same time, I'm happy that the next foul we will be going to the free throw line. So I want to reiterate, Campbell Crook is 74% from the line this year. By far our best free throw shooter.
We get it into him.
Absolutely.
And they're fouling.
All
they
right.
Let 3.5 seconds go off the clock.
All right, Campbell, make me look good, bud.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Campbell steps up and hits the first one. Stretches our lead to 5 points here.
Good boy.
Hits the second one, stretches the lead to 6. North Henderson quickly comes the other way. Gets to Hill in the corner. He shoots the 3. That's no good.
Messer
gets
rebound.
The rebound.
There
he
we
gets
go.
It to Crook.
And Crook's fouled again.
Fouled with 16.5 seconds left.
Make free throws, boys.
You got to feel good about where we're at now, guys.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not sure, but we may give the MVP coaching staff of North Henderson for allowing that clock to
run. He's really helped us out, for sure. Again, I would like to just ask him, hey, what were you thinking, you know? What was your strategy there? Boy, Campbell
Campbell hits that free throw. But I think he may be used to getting the steals, and we've done a good job of keeping good possession of the basketball.
Yep.
Forcing them to foul us, which they didn't do. Campbell hits the second one, so that's four in a row for him. Leads now to eight. Championship comes down. The three goes up. No good. Rebounded by Mintz. He gets it back to Campbell. They foul him now.
Good.
5.9 seconds left. They'll send him back to the line for two more pistol free throws.
These pistol free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
They're smelling it. Coach Rodomer is getting a student section going over there.
Campbell hits that one. Not sure I would have fouled there with 5.9 seconds left up down that eight.
Right.
But we'll take it. Campbell misses that one, decides he's going to run in after it. Gets called for the lane violation. 9-point Pisgah lead with 5.9 seconds left.
It's elementary now.
Another rebound by Matt.
Quarterback win by the Bears.
The game is over. Your Bears win 52-43.
10-game winning streak.
10-game winning streak. When we come back, we'll have the player of the game for this boys' game. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your Pisgah Player of the Game.
All righty, another fine win by the Bears right there. A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Maddox Wright. If you're looking for a place to store any of your items from wandering eyes with a 24-7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Maddox Wright, A1 Storage Player of the Game, with a double-double tonight. 11 points and 16 rebounds, Gus.
Yeah, that was huge, guys. He came in tonight. You know, they had 6'7", 225 on that side. Had a 6'5 kid that is his backup as a sophomore. So a lot of size we were facing tonight. And Maddox just came out determined.
He's been solid for the last few games, man. Even the Smoky Mountain, he's just playing really well right now. I like it. You know, and we had Isaiah Mintz came in, had a 6-point third quarter, which sparked us right there. Kept us going. He had 8 for the game. Nick Messer had 7 points for the game. And then Campbell Crook had 14. Mason Putnam had 12. So, down the stretch, we just talked earlier about the free throws. Campbell came through for me because I've been bragging on him about his free throw percentage. And he hit 5 out of 6 there right down the stretch and sealed it up.
Yeah, so great game by the Bears tonight. I think defense kind of led the way. Maddox did a great job of that inside as well. Really shut down their big guy, Braden Hudson, tonight. I don't know how many Hudson had, but it didn't feel like many.
Yeah, you're right. It was Hudson had 4.
She had 4.
Averaging 19 coming in. Or was it 19 or 14?
14.
14. Averaging 14, and we let him have 4. Moore heated up just a little bit there, but he only ended up with 10.
It was an off night shooting for them, but I think that had everything to do with our defense.
100%. We kept them out of rhythm, and everything they did was contested. It's just, like I say, 10-game winning streak. These guys are getting better and better. They're so fun to watch.
Absolutely. So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have our closing comments and talk about the next broadcast that we have. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we've just had your Bears win a big game here, conference game against North Henderson. Ended up winning that game by 9, I believe. Girls varsity came away with a huge victory over the North Henderson Knights. Our JV girls had a big win tonight as well. And our JV boys went down fighting hard in a closely contested game in the second game tonight. And that's their first loss here in 2026.
Yeah.
So playing well.
First night in a while we didn't have the four-game sweep. Yeah. I just got to say, though, man, just not long ago, these Pisgah varsity boys were sitting at 4-4, and now they're 14-4, 7-2 in the conference, sitting atop Endley. I'm not sure who East Henderson played tonight or Franklin, but just in a really, really good spot going into Tuesday night's game, which is going to be, we're going to say it again, a big game. We say this every game, but Pisgah-Franklin, man, what a... It should be a shootout.
Yeah, it should be a shootout. That's one we want to get back. We lost to Franklin here.
That was early in the season.
Yeah. Just a tough loss. We fought hard. We got down early, fought back, and we were kind of stayed in it most of the game and just didn't get quite enough. But since that game, I believe we're unbeaten.
Absolutely.
And I said in that game, I thought that we grew up a lot as to who we were in that game.
We had a little too much Jack that night. I can't say his last name.
T. Sateski.
I have a feeling we're going to have a plan for him come Tuesday night. I don't think we're going to let, you know, he had not a few games ago, he had 52 in a game. I don't see that happening. I have a feeling we'll defend him a little better than last time.
Yeah, so big games coming up. We've got JV girls are first in the conference right now. JV boys second in the conference. Varsity girls first in the conference. And our varsity boys tied for first in the conference.
Not too shabby, is it?
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, every one of our team's games will be highly contested out there at Franklin. So, folks, if you can make it out there, I know they've got some construction going on at the school. They've got some parking issues. But let's make sure that we get out and back the Bears next Tuesday night. It's going to be a big night for all four of our teams as we head in there.
Yes, big night. We come out of there with a win. That's going to be huge for us. Because then all we have left is East Henderson again. As far as top of the leaderboard, so
Yeah, it's you know, this win for us was big because North still has to play Franklin and East Henderson, and that's a really good North team.
We just separated.
They're two games back now of first place, so we've really created separation there. But we go head to head with the other two number ones on the boys' side.
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing I really like about this boys' team is we have some role players. You know, we're usually six or seven deep, but we have some kids who play a role and go in there to compete and know what their role is, and that's special.
Jack, any last thoughts before we close it out here tonight?
I'm ready to go to the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Big trip. When do you head out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep. Update on the knee. How's the knee doing?
It's doing okay.
Yep.
Yep.
You back to kicking Michael in the shins?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. I'd probably hold off on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it if you have to.
Right.
So, folks, we'll be back here next Friday night against West Henderson. We will not be on the air for the game at Franklin, so come out and support your Bears out at Franklin, and then either come out next Friday night and support the Bears here at Pisgah High and or listen in with us. We'd love to have you. So we appreciate everybody joining us. We appreciate all the sponsors that make it possible. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.